Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now, there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC. Used with permission.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John and Raheel with Dell.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John, Raheel, Charlie Pulido joining us as he does every week here. How's the first week going?
So far, so good. So I paused to come in here and grind whatever show momentum you have today to a halt.
We didn't have any. There was no momentum. Don't worry about that.
All right, well, then I can't take the ship down.
We had Dell doing Jim Crane impersonations. Okay. That, okay. Very disrespectful to our own.
Go Astros.
He's so he's laid back. What do you want him to be?
Ooh, laid back. That's, is
you're being
hey,
kind.
Bro, I'm laid back, man.
Yeah, dude.
I'm back. Laid back, dudes. Man. So I love Pac-12 football, man.
Dell, do you do a Les Alexander laugh?
He
oh,
does.
Everybody does a Les Alexander laugh. That's right. You did that the other day.
And then Bob McNair is just classy. That's it.
Yeah,
that's
you
all
don't
there is to it. There's nope. No, there's, how can you portray class over the radio? Now, we don't know.
No.
We certainly don't know.
Charlie does 11 yeah. to 1 p.m., 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Down the hall.
Down the hall on 1560 a.m. and make sure you're listening. How have the first two shows gone?
Some of the time.
Yeah.
John.
Right. Well, we'll go back and forth.
We didn't know each other 20 years. This might be really awkward.
Oh, I don't know.
No,
we did a stagger commercial break.
That kind of stuff never bothers me. Trust me. Yeah. You know what?
No, listen to Charlie.
Listen to Charlie. That's fine.
I said last week, you have John 9 to 11. Then
whatever you do, whatever happens.
You have Sean 3 until 7, so
right.
I'm not stepping on Salisbury toes?
No, right.
Even if you did, who cares?
Yeah.
Charlie, do you? Care.
Same cow umbrella.
So, it's all in the family. So, the lead is down to 4 games now over Boston. Basically, just a little bit better than a 500 team over the last 70 or so games. But I was, last night I was there. I went to the game last night, and, it got exciting at the end. But here's the deal. Is you got Max Stassi and J.D. Davis up in crucial situations. This is the Astros AAA team now. If Correa's there, if McCann is at the plate, if Gattis is there, I don't think this is really an indication of what this team certainly can do.
Of course, the Nationals are without Bryce Harper and Trey Turner and Jason Worth and
right.
Max Scherzer. And since spring training, their big acquisition, Adam Eaton. But hey, who cares about the Nationals unless the Astros are in the process of squandering what would be World Series home field advantage if it's Astros-Nats. But yeah, some of the junior varsity is being called upon to contribute. Look, the Astros weren't going to play 42-16 baseball the whole year, though 34-33. They have been mediocre now for a longer stretch of the season, then they were off the charts phenomenal. And well, item number whatever as I come in. Do I steal my own thunder before the show? Of course I do. Separate complimentary entities. Has it come up at all with you guys this morning? Odd selection to sacrifice Marwin Gonzalez in the bottom of the eighth. You're down one. I get the concept of you play for the tie at home and for the win on the road. But Hinch sacrifices as little as any manager in the game, which I support. Typically, it's not a good overall strategy to concede an out. But you grease the skids for Dusty Baker to walk Beltran intentionally and bring up one of your JV guys.
Wow.
Max Stassi sets up the double play spot, and lo and behold, 5-4-3, inning over and essentially game over because they went down. They went down meekly.
I didn't have a problem with it. I thought it odd because it is rare that AJ, you're playing American League Baseball as opposed to National League Baseball, and AJ does it so rarely. But I did like getting all of those things that you said. Now Max Stassi's got to come through, and Max Stassi has hit a couple of hits for the Astros, and I don't mind that he has faith in a guy, in a young guy, and said, we're putting the game on you.
I know Marwin has tapered down recently, but how about faith in a guy that per at bat has been as good as anyone in this lineup all year other than Altuve?
Yeah.
First and second, nobody out. Runner on first being held. The hole is open on the right side. And, hey, give yourself a better chance for the bigger inning to take the lead and
let's
maybe
say
win
Marwin.
Not a hangable offense strategy, but I thought it was atypical of A.J. Hinch. And in the end, I didn't think it was smart strategy.
What if Marwin hits into the double play?
What are you doing? My 300 hitting, 20 home run, switch hitting stud. I'd rather take my shot with Marwin Gonzalez facilitating a big inning than, all right, Max Stassi, it's on you.
All I need is a fly ball. I don't know. I can go either way on it. But you know, it's an argument. There's no question.
But as you noted, the trickle down effect. Gurriel has come along very well this year. One of their better contact hitters, and the double numbers, the home run numbers, fine. But he shouldn't be hitting cleanup, or probably even fifth in a really good lineup where he has most typically hit. So you get Correa back. He goes back in the 3-4 hole. You're pushing guys like Gurriel down, Reddick, whether he's hitting two or down, and it all has impact. Well, I mean, Reddick has flattened out some, and the pitching overall now is below average in the American League for earned run average. They should have never let Doug Fister walk.
No.
Oh, of course they should have, but see what he did last night for the Red Sox? Gives up a leadoff home run to Francisco Lindor, and that's it. One hitter for Fister, who lowered his ERA to 4.78, so no Walker's remorse on that. But yeah, Doug Fister helping those Red Sox get within four last three games of the season at Fenway. So the Red Sox are going to keep coming and say, take two out of three. They took two out of three here. And I know the Astros' road record is better than their home record. No way you don't want home field advantage
no, you
playing
want
the Red Sox or anyone else for that
well,
matter.
Well, one of the problems with Gurriel hitting cleanup is that Carlos Beltran has not been what you had hoped for. Yeah. He was slotted in there to start the season, and that's on him as much as it is on the injuries. If Beltran was hitting like Beltran should hit, then you wouldn't have to have Gurriel up there.
He's fallen over the hill this year is what it looks like. He's 40, but batting eighth, his production has been fine. Right, 3 years ago, he'd have been their best offensive player other than Altuve. But just the domino effect, at least after a while. In the NBA, you can lose a superstar for a little bit, but you lose a guy for 20, 30 games, it's going to cost you eventually. And while one guy in a batting order isn't as big as, say, the Rockets were to lose James Harden for 2 months, losing Correa punches a hole in the lineup.
It does. And the lead for the AL, like, to me, doesn't even matter anymore because that four-game set at the end of the year is going to come down to that. Now, the issue is going to be, do you mess up the rotation? Are you going to play for that home field advantage, or are you going to set up your playoff rotation? And that's what you don't want to. You don't want to be in that discussion. You don't want to have that discussion where you're thinking, all right, what's more important right now, playoff rotation or let's try to get home field?
But
I think other than Keuchel, who as long as he's throwing well, is clearly your number one. Beyond that, pending McCullers' health, do you really care?
He's still alive.
Is it Morton? Is it McHugh on a good day? Is it Brad Peacock? And they can plan ahead with off days in September to point ahead to that series at Fenway. At least we know winning the division, there's no risk of a one-game playoff. You don't have one of those to determine home field advantage amongst division winners. But I really think you want that best record because while in a 3 out of 5 in the division series, anybody can beat anybody else. If you slip to number 2 and you're playing Cleveland as opposed to Boston and you're dealing with Corey Kluber twice in a best of five, or if the Indians wind up slingshotting ahead of both the Red Sox and Astros, clearly the weakest opponent the Astros could get in the division series is whoever wins that wild card.
Sure.
Absolutely. And you still want, even though, like you said, you want home field advantage, even if you're a better team, a better road team than you are a home team. 713-780-3776. Charlie Pulido with us in studio. Let's take one here. We got another segment with Charlie. You can listen to him on 1560. How the calls been coming? Have they been coming in?
Yeah, especially the first day, which was natural heightened awareness, I guess, as word got around to wish me well. And hey, you're not dead? Nice to know you're somewhere. But yeah, I think for the first couple of days, feeling our way along and trying to get the word out that, yeah, we know the 1560 signal doesn't exactly boom in certain areas of the city. So the app, and then they've been really good about getting the podcast up quickly. So they told me not to come in, today. So I figure it's going all right.
Yeah,
the app, did great, by the way. Your stream, good stuff.
It was,
yeah, it was good stuff.
Multiple emails, very flattering and hyperbolic. Thank God you're back. So I just respond, God, Gao.
Yeah, thank God I'm back.
Nice.
That's right.
That's it. Can we give him a dad joke for that? Go give him a dad joke.
It's his first day.
Yeah, give him a dad joke. Here, we got something for you. Go ahead. Give him a, there you go.
Watch out, Houston. That was a dad joke.
Yeah, you're on the show, Charlie. We're going to treat you like
you're going to be part of the show.
Yeah, you're going to get a dad joke.